From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama today continued his push for a comprehensive overhaul of the nation's health care system. He cited new census figures showing an increase in the number of Americans without insurance. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president followed up last night's speech with an event this morning organized by the American Nurses Association, which supports his call for health care changes. He noted new government figures showing that more than 46 million Americans were without health insurance in 2008, but he says the recession has made things worse since then.
Over the last 12 months, it's estimated that the ranks of the uninsured have swelled by nearly 6 million people. That's 17,000 men and women every single day. And we know that during this period of time, the number of adults who get their coverage at the workplace has dropped by 8 million people.
The president's using these new numbers to bolster the argument he made last night that it's imperative that health care be fixed. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, who shouted out, "You lie," after the president's remarks last night, claiming illegal immigrants would not be covered under a proposed health care measure, has apologized. Wilson's outburst amounted to what many congressional leaders viewed as a major breach of congressional protocol.
They wanted me to contact the White House and state that my statements were inappropriate. I did. I'm very grateful that the White House, in talking with them, they indicated that they appreciated the call.
However, Wilson has not backed off on his claim about immigrants being covered under the plan. President Obama spoke at a cabinet meeting today where he stressed the need to come up with a health care initiative, saying of the partisan bickering that has held up the plan, the time for talk is winding down. NASA has decided that weather conditions around Cape Canaveral are not conducive to an attempt to land the Space Shuttle Discovery and its seven-member crew, pushing off an attempt to bring the shuttle home until tomorrow. Mission Control rejected two scheduled windows for landing the shuttle tonight. State Department says the Iranian proposal for negotiations with world powers is, quote, not really responsive to U.S. concerns about Iran's nuclear program. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The U.S. and its partners, the U.K., Germany, France, Russia, and China, are trying to come up with a joint response to the proposals that Iran put on the table. Already, State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley made clear the U.S. is not satisfied.
Iran reiterated its view that, as far as it is concerned, its nuclear file is closed. And as Ambassador Glyn Davies said very clearly yesterday, that is certainly not the case.
Davies, who represents the U.S. at the International Atomic Energy Agency, raised concerns that Iran is moving closer to being able to make nuclear weapons. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 80 points. The Nasdaq gained 23 points. This is NPR. Police in Connecticut say they are continuing the search today for a missing Yale University graduate student. They say 24-year-old Annie Lee, a doctoral student in pharmacology, was last seen Tuesday at her lab. They say she has not contacted family or friends. Police said the young woman's purse, cell phone, credit cards, and money were all left in her office. Lee was of Asian descent, is described as being roughly 4 feet 11 inches tall and weighing about 90 pounds. She was scheduled to be married Sunday, and a woman who worked at the university's pharmacology department says she was excited about the upcoming wedding. The Federal Bureau of Prisons is not doing enough to prevent prison staff from sexually abusing inmates. That's according to a Justice Department report out today. More from NPR's Laura Sullivan.
The department's inspector general's office looked at 93 federal prisons over the past 8 years and found incidents of staff sexual assault in all but one of them. During that time, the number of sexual assault claims more than doubled. Prison officials say that's because of new efforts to encourage inmates and staff to report abuse. But researchers say more needs to be done. The report calls for better training, better record keeping, and better treatment for inmate victims, who are usually punished with isolation when they report an assault. While female officers make up only 27% of the workforce, they were the alleged perpetrators in almost 40% of the cases. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.
Bigger than expected drop in weekly jobless claims is being seen by some analysts as the latest sign the worst may be over for the economy. The Labor Department reported today the number of new claims fell to 550,000 last week. That was down 26,000 from the week before. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.